Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
My name is Jesus. My name is Jesus. Many of the men are named Jesus.
One also, when I was traveling, one boy came to me. He also said that I am a healer. Then he became my disciple. You know this boy? The army order he was there. And then, when he goes to the preacher, he joined the temple, then he ran away. In Colombia, then we are.
But we want to have something in
the society. The goal was different, then we are. It's not different things to do, then we are.
There's a lady in China who thinks she's Christian. There's a lady in China who thinks she's Christian. She says she is Christian. She has 100,000 followers. They all think she's Christian. They don't know Christian.
One sentence in the commentary. We didn't get very far. Traveling a chaitun, Chakapole, Adun the Chitra Kavarin, Ava Madikabi, Amchapu Chaitun, Abara de Tritase, Shivadi Kaymaya Videhi. Maybe. Shri Radhike. I want to draw pictures of leaves on your cheeks and breast. Weave a garland of jasmine in your brain. And adorn your body with different ornaments. Please cast a merciful glance on me. That was commentary. In Srimad Bhagavat, it is described that when Uddhava came to Braj, he entered into the assembly of gopis, where they privately inquired about Krishna from him. And that we discussed yesterday, that food of Keri, the Nandishwar. So it's natural to ask, how can you speak of privacy when there are millions of gopis all around? Vaishnava Toshini commentary tells us, Vahasi, Vijatiya, Bhagavacha. It is not receivable by people that have another meaning towards Krishna. This is why the Radha Nuga devotees can only share such confidential topics with each other, not with devotees that have another mood. As we discussed at length, now we have pastime, which shows the teachings that Baba gave us, Bhagavatam telling. We can see in the pastime who shares the mood, who doesn't share it. Sajitya or Vijaya. After Radha and Krishna had made love in Vritti Nikunj, Srimati tells Madhar, quickly dress me before my girlfriends come here and ridicule me. Madhar Shekhar is overwhelmed when he sees Radhika's sweetness. He tries to draw pictures of leaves on her breast with a fragrant fluid, some fine paste, musk, chandan. But his hands slacken. Can't help but rush. No. Hand becomes no energy in his hand anymore. And the hairs on his body stand in ecstasy. Seeing Shyam's condition, Nagari Mani tells her maidservant, quickly dress me. My lover is out of his mind. He cannot do it anymore. So the maidservant then gently pushes Krishna away and says, move up. You can't do it. Gently. Nagar thinks, oh, alas, how unqualified I am. I would be blessed if I could attain the fortunate position of these maidservants. Maidservant
expertly draws pictures of rows of leaves on Nagarimani's breasts, cheeks, while Nagar witnesses the maidservant's expertise in astonishment and watching. The maidservant opens Swamini's loosened hair and weaves it into a braid along with a garland of fresh jasmine. And then she decorates Srimati's limbs with different ornaments. Seeing the maidservant's expertise, Shyam gets a strong desire to also attain such a service.
To become maid servant.
I don't want to be her lover. I want to be her maid servant. In the age of Kali, we fulfilled this desire by descending as Gora and meditating on the Nikunja Lila of Sri Sri Radha Madhav in Gambira. At that time, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita, he experienced the mood of the Manjaris when the divine couple's girlfriend asked him to pick flowers for them. And when he watched the water pastime, Ratike, of the divine couple on the bank of the Yamuna, Hey Radhe Raja Nandini, Gandharvika Thakurani, Hare Krishna Priyatama Nivrita Nikunja Kobe Dutti Kanta Kuncha Yuge Kavadi Karibo Prachana. O Princess Radhe Rajnandini, O angelic Goddess Gandharvika Thakurani, who is full of Krishna, Krishna Mayi, O Krishna's dear most beloved, Krishna Priyatama, when can I paint rows of leaves on your cheeks and breasts in Nibriti Nikunj? Nikunj becomes Nibriti, private, along Nibriti Nikunj, Jikobe, Dutikan, Shayuke, Prakravali, Korigo, Raja.
Nibriti Nikunj, what do the Manjaris do in there? Not just like this.
Only Manjaris can do it.
Nikunj?
Sakis can come. They don't stay long.
Nikunja special Sakis. Never Nikunja only Mandolis. Walking and sometimes
coming. The British Nikunjara and Krishna are deeply absorbed, and their hair becomes entangled during their battle. And a Manjari will go in, and without even being detected by Radha Madhav, she will untangle their hair so it doesn't cause a problem later.
That's the Nibriti Nikunja.
Only they can go in.
We know only Kunja, and we not talk about Kunja. without Manjari Sarup, we cannot talk about Jesus. This past time is interesting.
E Charo Chandranane Navina Madhika Dame Andivoki Chitra Kadari Angi Angi Shayatane.
Maharaji, where is Chari?
He Charu Chandra Nane Navina Madhika Dame Kandivoki Vichitra Kabari Ange Ange Sayatane Nanaratna Varane. Shayatane Nanaratnadwarane Alankrita Kaviva Kishori. A beautiful moon-faced girl, Charu Chandranan, O Kishori. When will I weave a fresh garland of jasmine? Your wonderful braid, and carefully adorn your limbs with different jeweled ornaments. Shita Koriyanga, Ushana Ushananga, Koto Dine Koribo Dashane. Ane Sri Prabhudananga Devanu Kunda Changa Kripati Jek Chako Murakane. When can I see your decorated body, which is itself the ornament of ornaments? Sri Prabhupada says, O moon of Vrishabhanu's dynasty, please cast a merciful glance on me. Jai Shiva. Very short, verse 37. In grade 38 is longer.
five verses. In the Britain they put, there were five verses. In the Britain they couldn't say. Now for 38, another Lila. The Astakatha.
I didn't read the read from other, from the first.
Excuse me?
First chapter, but it isn't very high for them. Then.
We already finished that. Now another.
From first chapter.
The first one.
Keep inside, inside the under the Vinarendra ground that either of them.
Start the first one.
Very nice.
I offer my obeisances to Lord Gurachandra, who is surrounded by all his associates. His body is studded with goose pimples of ecstasy that mock the beauty of blossoming kadamba flowers. He raises his arms repeatedly and loudly crying, Hari, Hari, as he dances and sings, showering the surface of the earth with cascades of tears. Shrimad Prabodhananda Saraswati is the object of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's great mercy. So his mind and heart are always absorbed in the sweet pastimes, qualities, sentiments of Srimati Radharani in Braj. Symptom of Mahaprabhu's mercy, relish of Radhika. appreciation for God.
This is the verse, yeah.
First verse, yeah.
Okay.
It's how you know you have Mahaprabhu's mercy.
Then you understand.
Yeah. You love Radha. Now he begins this delicious book of eager prayer named Radha Rasa Sudha Niti. Out of compassion for the devotees who aspire for the confidential service of Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. It's great for this. The book. That means they heard it before from realized souls who have service of their lotus feet already. They're talking about Radhika and her service. And they developed a greed for them, as we heard Srila Narayan Maharaj telling. There's Radhvartha Chandrika. But greed comes. In this verse, he praises his worshipful deity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Rajvihari Shri Krishna accepted the mood and complexion of Sri Madhava and became Gaura to fulfill three desires. One, to understand the greatness of Radha's love, the wonderful qualities that she alone relishes in him, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. These three things. Again, because this is what you see in Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Mm-hmm. The pastimes are going in this way. Mm-hmm. He's not doing a lot of things. You might see other avatars before. Not killing. First is to understand the greatness of Radha's love as supreme. Capacities higher than all others. The wonderful qualities that she alone relishes in him. Qualities of his no one else sees. Qualities in him that she relishes and others cannot relish. They may see those qualities, but they don't relish. She relishes everything about him. And the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love. He knows his own sweetness and relishes it. He sees that when Radha is relishing his sweetness, the happiness that she experiences is millions of times greater than his own. So he wanted to experience this, realize he had gyan, but not vigyan. Have to keep these three things in mind when we hear about Gauranga Mahaprabhu and his pastimes and teachings.
And appearance of Mahaprabhu, this is the reason.
Yes.
The three reasons Chaitanya Gandhi said.
Yes.
The name is the second.
Oh, third.
Third. Only reason was this.
This main reason. Second reason is the call of Advaita Acharya. Third reason, to give Manjari Bhav. Fourth reason, to give the holy name, Yugadharma. Fourth reason, last reason, is Yugadharma. First is Radhika's prayer. Second, Advaita Acharya, call it. And ignore Mahavishnu. Third, giving Manjari Bhav. Fourth, the Yuga Dharma.
You said yesterday, the name makes you to see the God. Yesterday, class.
Yeah. If we have Ras.
If we have Ras, only by remembering the name, you can see the God.
Yeah. None different.
Name and the God, not different.
Naam Rupa Gona Leela.
The one name, like this, but the highest quality of the form. Because of the relation, the form is always in my mind. Leela, the pastime, what happens in between me and you, that is the pastime. Other is no meaning. Other is no meaning. The time we spend with you and what is happened, that is my pastime. This is never to forget, and it's, you can store in heart very easily. But you cannot store lost in your mind, but not in heart.
Yeah.
And now, the place happens. Maybe, in material life, something happened, very loving exchange to you. Your love start someplace.
Stalin.
Yeah. That is the time. That is my place. You cannot forget that place like it is the best place for you. Same lovers meeting other place, but is not traditional. What happened there in between conjugal love? That place also very important for Radhika. That was different circumstances in between you and me. Now in the circumstances is different, I feel. So, the time means the place is more important in the beginning. So, naam, name, root means form, lila means the pastime, and time means the place. It's very simple.
Mahaprabhu recommends five things we should see in our life every day. Sadhu Sangha, Bhagavad Shravan, Namsangatan, Murti Sevaya, and Mathura Bhas.
Maharaj, I have kept all the time here.
It means that last is the most important.
All the time we have. सब मिला सब मिला तो बाथरूम के टाइम 300 फुट लगना पड़ेगा
सब खत्म कर
सब निकाल दिया उसमें एक टाइल है भैया का रखा हुआ दो बाई चार वाला ये रूम वाला इस रूम वाला टाइल वो वही रहेगा बाकी सारा टाइल ही
नहीं
वो ठीक है मेरा पूरा है रखा तो ये टाइम मांगना महाराज जी का जितना टाइल आएगा उसको पर्चा बनाना, जितना टाइल आएगा उसको पर्चा बनाना।
Was the object. And in Gaura Lila, he accepted the mood reflection of Sri Radha to understand the depth of her love. In the opening verse of his book, Radha Rasa Sudhanidhi, Sripad Prabodhananda Saraswati draws a beautiful picture how the full transcendental truth of Braj, Sri Krishna, experienced the sweetness of Radha's
is love. Now the object of love, Radha. When he was watching, because he is the object. Realizing that he was so high, so his desire began to be a subject. He wants to do love, and he wants to make object of Radhika. You want to become subject. Himself, an object is Radhika. goal in life. So that the appearance of Chaitanya, that Radhika, is inside feeling, outside thought, and in between, Krishna wants to validate that. And this Radhika says that you cannot validate without, if I don't cover you, I don't want to take pain like Andrew. So, by the help of Radhika, in Chaitanya, he became subject, and Radhika was the object. We don't know this. We think that Krishna is teaching it Chaitanya. You have to see, Krishna is teaching about Radhika. How beautifully in Chaitanya. Change your concept and see that. I like to listen all the time Chaitanya, Chaitamrita, because I want to see how Krishna becomes subject to make object of Radhika. For because of that I want to listen. Before my vision was Radhika and Krishna is enjoying his not clear. But now it becomes very clear that Krishna is subject. Radhika is the goal of Chaitanya. So always you will see he is humble, for if always living in the humble, always give respect to others. This is the nature of and his behavior, of all the behavior in Chaitanya-charitamrita, meeting with Ramananda, means Radhika is meeting with his friend Krishna, and he see, when Radhika wants to meet, go to home of Vishakha to revive her partner. You know, the lovers who meet with friends to develop the old feeling. He himself says that I am a Mayabad Sanyasi. I need your help, Rama. We are sannyasi, we teach other persons, but we want to learn. This is Chaitanya problem. What we will teach about when Radhika is the object and Krishna is the subject, there is nothing to do for me to realize. The God is the subject and love is the object. All is pastime. Is only giving the feeling of love of it. You record Chaitanya Charitamrita? You have to record it. You also record.
So, Shanai Maharaj told last time in Nidhuvan how behind Radha Raman temple. Nidhuvan told last time Radharani had a dream of Mahaprabhu.
Krishna explained, this is me wanting to relish your love for me. She told him, but she saw this dream. She said, you will go with my mood, but I will cover you, because you cannot handle my mood. You will not be able to tolerate my mood for you. I will cover you with my own form, because otherwise, I saw in the dream, you are falling on the ground, crying. I don't want to see you become hurt, so I will cover you. Because the question comes, the mood we understand, well, why complexion, why color, but Radhika cannot tolerate to see Krishna become scratched or hurt in any way, because when her mood comes in, he will not tolerate. He cannot tolerate her mood. Too high, too great for him. So she said, I will cover you.
When you have mood, you cannot cover it.
Yeah.
More than that, probably.
Yeah.
God cannot cover.
No, he doesn't understand. He's just completely bewildered. She's just flowing and flowing and flowing with this mood. So I have to cover you, otherwise you cannot tolerate.
Yesterday, I'm sharing with the Italian devotee in that morning. So you have to do some anjali sometime. It comes that I will take shelter of Radha Kunda in that Guru Vandana.
Yeah, yeah.
So I say, what do you understand with Radha? Because there are two Kundas, Shyam Kunda and Radha Kunda. Yes, now all of you took the shelter of Shyam Kunda, only thinking for Shyam. Yes, the Kunda of Shyam you need. But there is no importance in Radha Kunda of Shyam. The major thing nobody say Shyam Kunda, you say Radha Kunda.
Yeah.
If you go Radha Kunda and realize this, and took the shelter of Radhika, living in Italy, you are in the shelter of Radha.
Thanks.
Huh?
Thanks.
And you will become friends. You will take that shelter of Radha Kunda naturally. It's a power. I know many persons who live in Radha Kunda, they are in the shelter of Shyam Kunda. They talk about Krishna.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Still, after living in the
power. And that's why they have Vidhi. So much Vidhi.
Yeah. All Gaudiya Math.
So many, all Gaudiya Math, temples everywhere now. Radha Kunda.
This said to Mahanidhi, what is the meaning of Bath in Radha Kunda? Bath in Radha Kunda, meaning you become in Radha Kunda, Radha Radhika. Go in the water. expressed in other pure subjects. That is the meaning of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is nice to say.
Yeah, everybody should look at the last verse and so on. The love immediately the love rises.
Love will rise only if you take the center of Radhika automatically, the measure will change. You check yourself, you are a different person. This is the mercy of the same person. Who was the Krishna devotee is not that person.
He's completely bewildered and controlled there. The Radhakunda is only Madan Mahapa. That's the move. Madan Mahapa.
He's bewildered.
Yeah.
I guess.
He's bewildered and Radharani sees. He's just sitting there. Bewildered with tears running down his face, she sticks her finger under his chin and she says, "Chum, what are you doing?" And she starts to laugh. And then she goes out. And then he becomes more bewildered because he can't find her now. She's waiting for him to find her.
Another culture. Shyam Kunda is dry. Yeah. The Radha Kunda is not flowing in Shyam
Kunda.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, we can understand Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Mahaprabhu is like Radha Kunda. Flowing.
Very special Gaurani.
Yeah.
I become so much interested to always to listen to it.
Yeah.
Because with a whole Islamic subject is there. It is not working with us.
It's not the same.
Maybe it's not God.
So,
it's all authority. When you take the center, all will start flowing, and you need read the scripture to say you will feel that you are in that distraction. This is the mercy of
there is only some people that.
Mm-hmm.
There's only some people left in somebody who cannot do this. Only then the ego. The ego is left. So can we conclude that the only way to be really free from all ego and everything for you that is to serve love, to serve Radharani.
Start with Chaitanya. Chaitanya will bring you up.
Yeah.
Read this pastime and read Chaitanya Chaitanya. Listen. This will make you that subject is Krishna. Here you are listening, the subject is Radhika, object is Krishna. So beautiful. When you are listening to Krishna, Radhika is subject here. For Krishna is the object. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna becomes subject and she becomes object. So you are listening both of them. Beautiful. More Krishna than here. Other books not necessary. All come for that subject. For the object. And object becomes subject, then he will explain everything beautifully by understanding subject and object. Right?
How do we get Radharani's mercy? For the lotus feet of the Radha Mahaprabhu.
Then you will feel relishment to make him object in life of. Then Chaitanya will do this.
This verse from Sabrata Sarasadipat Chaitanya Chandramita. He wrote, when a very fortunate soul experiences devotion for Lord Buddha's lotus feet, the nectar ocean from Radha's lotus feet suddenly floods his heart.
Who are going to exchange money? Go proceed outside and maybe Anand Mandir, you have to go out.
Nice verse. When a very fortunate soul experiences devotion for Lord Gaudiya's lotus feet, the nectar ocean from Radha's lotus feet suddenly floods his heart. Some love for Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Some love for Gauranga. And the ocean of mercy of Radharani's lotus feet floods the heart. Floods the heart. Mahaprabhu's not giving a drop of her mercy, he's flooding our heart with her mercy. Not a sprinkle. Flood. So, our lotus feet of Mahaprabhu. Everything begins there. Everything begins. But how to come to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet? He died. Because Mahaprabhu's saying, come, 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 come. And we're like, nah, busy, later. Nita says, no, now you come.
He probably won't come back.
So, very amazing thing. Mahaprabhu.
Hello,
Trikora Sundara has brought an unprecedented torch, Raj Ras, whose bright effulgence shows the devotees the way to the sweet bhajan of Sri Vrindavan, which is otherwise hard to see.
Why he taught? Because this Gaura is Radhika herself. He cannot taught other things. In whole Chaitanya Charitamrita, you listen, read, whole thing is forbidden. No Dwarka, no Vaikuntha, no any story, any word. Only Vrindavan. So many.
She's not interested in anywhere else.
And Krishna is also not interested because he is a subject here.
He wants to be with her.
And Krishna is the object here. So that brings us to Vrindavan very more precisely, if you see that. Everybody says, here Chaitanya is this, Krishna is a subject, object, but nobody understands why subject becomes object and object becomes subject.
That's why they think Mahaprabhu was a saint, a prophet, but not the supreme.
You see, this book is the subject is Radhika, object is Krishna. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna is the subject and Radhika is the object. So what to know in the life, subject and object? Any other subject is there? Other philosophy is there? When object becomes subject, we will express more Krishna than others. Third person, like I am not in subject, not in object, what I will explain? Something I will miss in that subject, about the object. Because I am not a content person. You read Srimad Bhagavat, it's a very good book, but at the same time, Krishna you see in Vaikuntha, in Vishnu and Abhishna. Your subject is not fixed in Prajnana. Both Srimad Bhagavat is, when you can read that, when you know the subject object fixed in mind, then you read, then you will take yourself. Baba read many books. I know read. I read Sri Bhakti Chandrika, which was Manasiksha. But after that, what is my goal now? My goal to know my object and my soul. So I need Radha Rasudhanidhi and Vilapa Samadhi. Other or diversion for this subject. Subject is my siddha. Sarup fixed. This is my siddha. How I will fix my spiritual identity is the subject and object is my soul. Siddha book, there is two books,
very nice.
See that?
Thank you.
A diversion for you, for those who are looking, it's the mark, the way. The other
I don't know, I said go other place. I have no way, I have no knowledge of other. I forget everything. The mantra is in the subject, is Swami, and object is Krishna. But I want subject first. If the subject is not free, object will never be. I don't want this object. We need Chaitanya, that he as a subject himself, he becomes in Chaitanya to fit Radhika object. Then you need this. And then you need again this to make your subject fit. Manjari Sarva. Right, Maharaj?
Together, that Bhav is Ulash, the highest Bhav Ulash. And Manjari is that Bhav Ulash Rakta. That means they want to serve that mood of Jula Kishore through Radhika. They prefer her above all else. Because there, that Bhav Ulash, that highest mood, that Madha Mahabhav, is coming from her. Krishna's
the first arising when the bee comes to the flower and check the honey. That's the first arising. That is Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad the happiness of that, you see the bee is jumped to the bird to check the honey. And how they feel pleasure, the birds are feeling the same
feeling. This is called Bhava Ulash Bhakti.
Maharaj?
And then, where I explain that, so exactly the Madhurani had some experience of the Brahmachari. Brahmachari makes the same experience, but they are not present in their feeling. This is called Bhava Ulash Bhakti. Like in Vila Pusha Brahmachari, and this is because she was not efficient.
Bhava Ulash Rakta. Because there's three words, Bhava, Ulash, and Rakta.
Radha and Krishna, when they're together, it's Bahulash.
Yes.
And that comes from Radha. That Lash comes from her. Madhamahabha. Krishna is the object of that. She's giving to him is Bahulash. So Bahulash Rakti is the love of that mood, of her great mood. Love of Radhika, love of Radhika's mood, the love of Radhika's Shamras. She loves Shamsundar. And the Manjaris are those who identify with her as the source of that ulas. They want to serve her because she makes Krishna bewildered, overwhelmed, controlled by her love. And they want to serve her.
Love for the highest love.
Love of love.
That's from the highest love.
That's why Baba says that devotees are people who love love. But it's a very simple way of saying Manjari is someone who loves Madan Mahabha. Radhika is Madan Mahabha. That's the ulas. Ujvali.
I want to say something on this. I too want to think that. Like Radhika is relishing to Krishna. And Krishna is relishing and meditating in Radhika. But we is setting the honey, meditating. And to giving the honey, Radhika is giving. Because I'm giving to my lover. But the third person, if Radhika is looking only Krishna, Krishna is only looking Radhika. But the third person is relishing both of them. How they are taking, we is taking honey, and how the flower is giving honey to the people. That makes more happiness to my people, to the birds.
Bhavulas, Rati means Jogokishore.
Always Jogokishore, when in Nivartanik to be there. And drunk in loving action.
Radha and Krishna are kissing. Radha and Krishna are kissing, and the Manjaris become intoxicated. So many of the Lamas are described. They become intoxicated.
This is also a nice introduction to the prayer. Yeah. In Tulasi Praya, it's also explained Yugala Upadasi, only in loveliness, from Abhi loveliness. This is in the Tulasi Praya. Very beautiful.
We see him also like a mandiri. We see Monday, but not Monday.
You know, even in material, if you observe only Bumblebee, in material, if you observe Bumblebee alone, he's not interesting. If Bumblebee comes in a room, you shout, shh, what we're doing here, shh, go out, go out. But flower is interesting already by him. By itself. And when Bumblebee comes to the flower, then it's even more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Now we can take the honey from the flower. He has only qualification to take the honey from the flower. And he only goes in the flower because he knows where the honey. So Where you can see yourself. How is the giver? Here, in Chaitanya-charitamrita, that is the literature, you will see how that Krishna becomes giver and Radhika is narrating that they appear. That you see.
Yeah, because Bhav is the object.
Then you will see that two things are important. One is the object, one is the subject. In my life, what is the object is faith, my surrounding, but subject I have to face. That is the spiritual life I live.
Only qualification that we like it. If we like it, there you go.
Yeah. But only this comes from by the heart there.
Yes, by her grace.
My subject.
We get a taste. We like it.
You ask from the student, what subject you want to study? They say, I would decide. Many students are not ready to accept this subject they want to go.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear devotees say, oh, I'm not qualified. Of course you're not qualified. You'll never be qualified. But that's not the question. Do you like it?
Well,
sometimes when devotees say, oh, I'm not qualified, you hear this. What they're really telling you is, I'm not interested. They're telling you, I'm not interested.
You have to get it by hook or by crook.
Well, because they're not interested, so they don't want to hear.
By greed.
But if they have greed, then
no, by
they're group. Interested.
Hook and crook will not happen when the subject is greed is not there.
Yeah.
You will never understand the subject enough. You will not kiss the goal in the subject enough.
Mm.
This need that we you see the problems of teaching people. Many have no subject, they don't decide the subject. Many advice to, they are asking what to do, what to do. When the subject is decided, object is still there. My soul will decide, my object will be taken.
Yeah. Mahaprabhu giving his mercy.
This is freely, object.
Freely giving.
If you want my object, you have to fix your subject. You have to fix your subject, and I said this is my object, make it object. Chaitanya Charitamrita is important. I took from him, I took from others, only I want to listen. I have to select my subject and master. How they translate, I have no meaning. So I see my guru there, of this is the same, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because his subject was fixed, and he is realistic. That time I don't understand why not he is reading Radhara Sudharida in the video of Vilap and Vilap to Samanya. You know that the subject and object is fixed, no divergence. be.
So in this verse, Sri Bhaktivedanta describes the sattvic ecstasy of Sri Gaurasundara.
He does this verse
as he takes pleasure in performing kirtan.
Mind will not go to this that we have to take it in the heart.
Hearing is more important than reading.
Heart has to accept it with the essence of everything.
Srinivasa Maharaj used to, he saw us with books, he said, close. Close the books. All right, we had recorders, turn them off. Listen to me. This black box needs to hear it. Black box in our chest, not the black box on the table.
Yeah.
Because the book is going to make us remember what we heard.
I say realization, what you realize. See the scripture, you will see that realization, yes, is written in the book.
The Shruti, has to be heard. Because I can read the book. If I have not heard it, I cannot realize. I have to hear it. Then I can understand the book more and more and more than I heard.
I can read, but I cannot understand without realizing. Why we take the guide that he has a reading and understanding clear? So he can guide me to get the subject clear. Right?
To catch the mood. The mood is the thing.
The subject do, they clear the subject. The subject and object, object and subject. And when this is the clear, anything is a guide or not. One angle to see the subject and object like this, one angle to see the subject and object like this. All the creation is clear. All the cover is
another wonderful topic. Why are there books? Because there were no books before. Everything's Shruti. Hearing.
Why on the book?
Why?
Is to fix the subject and the past time they do to fix your subject and the final thing to fix your subject for the is all meditation is meant to be. And who fix, they don't see that. That they only pray and they meditate. And they are always in the service. With all Christians here. No doubt.
Again, this verse, Sri Prabhupada describes the sattvic ecstasies of Sri Gaurasundara as he takes pleasure in performing kirtan. Sri Rupa Goswami defines these sattvic ecstasies as follows in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. When the heart is touched by emotions directly, which means ras, the heart is touched by ras.
Emotions are spiritual.
Yes.
How much it will touch you, you are spiritually guilty.
Yes.
So, little touch, little in.
Yeah.
Deep touch, deep in.
If I get a sprinkle, a little bit.
Sprinkle.
But Mahaprabhu can flood the heart. Can flood the heart.
Because there are subject and object both are there. The supreme, what you say, supreme becomes subject to that subject.
These transitory emotions, ras, when they touch my heart, it's called sattva. And when every emotion comes from me for that sattva, that ras, it's called sattvic bhav. Sattvic bhav, because I have sattva, is a ras touching my heart. Sattvic bhav is my corresponding mood. It's greed or pure transcendental feeling towards that ras. Say, asa sattvic bhav. I need a little bit. I don't need the A, B,
good job.
Sit from the wall.
Papa.
So Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu explains this point. Sattva is when the transcendental moods touch my heart. Sattvic bhav is when a mood then comes from me for that. Not difficult.
Very.
Yeah, very simple way Rupa Goswami explains. Lord had accepted the mood and luster of Sri Radha and had become the main shelter for his own rati. In other words, the love of him. His male shelter in Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Because Radhika's love for him is the greatest. And now Mahaprabhu is Radhika inside of him. Mood and complexion. Inside, outside. Like Mahaprabhu says, Maharaj says, in the middle is Krishna, observing inside and outside. So her focus is love for him. So Mahaprabhu is the chief shelter for a love of Krishna, the Ma, Radhika. So you see the sattvic bhavs in Mahaprabhu. Radharani's mood and Radharani's complexion. So there's her mood, her ras, and then her expression of that, her love for him. Mahaprabhu is showing something about going to Mahaprabhu. And explaining like this. Because this is Krishna now, he's observing. He is watching. Because Mahaprabhu is showing. This is Radharani's mood. This is how it makes you feel. Satvikpap. It's a direct illustration of having come in contact with her mood through her associates. It will be this response and come from you. Amazing. Therefore, the Satvik and other bhavs had become fully manifest in him, Ranga Mahaprabhu, because Radhika is the source of all. The source of all bhavs. This is confirmed in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which says, the Lord had become the main shelter of his own rasa. So again, they explain for people who are worshipping Krishna. But if you understand that Radhika is the cause for this, then you might see this verse in a little different way. But that's what's hidden. Because if I'm approaching Radha Mahaprabhu without understanding Radha, or wanting to know her, then I misunderstand Radha Mahaprabhu. But if I develop love for Radha Mahaprabhu, then Radhika's mercy flows from him. So it's a very tricky way. That's why Lord Nityananda is king, that we should worship Gauranga. Mahaprabhu told Lord Nityananda, tell the people about Radha and Krishna. And Lord Nityananda told them, worship Gauranga. You'll get Radha and Krishna. He said, because they cannot understand Radha and Krishna. But they can worship you.
Yes. He's doing like this. So
because we all understand Mahaprabhu directly. Because it's Radhika. It's Radhika. How to comprehend her? Because she doesn't comprehend her. So Bhagavanga Mahaprabhu is Radhika giving special access. She doesn't consider qualification. Do not consider. Very neat. Nice, Ben.
Radhe,